When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. That is a shot of New York City right now. Canadian wildfires, man. Turn the atmosphere into like the Martian atmosphere. You go outside, it's orange and pink and red. Smell the smoke. It's hundreds of miles away. Morning, Key. Morning, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Man, it looked bad.
Yeah. Doesn't smell good. Go outside. You wind up, you got to go outside in a mask.
Yo, Key, real talk, I need some insight on something. Because you out there in the L.A. land.
I don't know anything about anything.
You know a lot about everything.
I don't know anything about anything, but I'll try to help you.
So I heard CP3 on The Pivot the other day talking about his daughter getting bullied at school at Sierra King. What's up with Sierra King, man? Like, tell me what I need to know about this school.
It's a good school.
Obviously, it's a good school in L.A.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's the school. Sometimes the environment in which you live in and around could be very challenging.
You mean like Drake just being in the parking lot kicking it before basketball games, stuff like that?
It could be very challenging for young kids. Uh-huh. In when you talk about the CP3 situation in particular, you know, you got young kids. And young kids say things because they have tablets and internet and phones and all the different stuff. They believe it or not, they're listening to your show when they're driving in the car with their parents in the morning, or they're watching your show when they're putting their tennis shoes on and or whatnot. That's just the, whether it's in Connecticut, New York, L.A., North Carolina, Texas, that's the environment in the society that we're in. And it gets even deeper when you are in a competitive environment, right? Which means everybody are high net worth individuals, everybody parents or
somebody, or know
somebody, you know, or hanger-ons to somebody, you know, and so you get this competitive thing going, right? Like Max said earlier, oh, your dad's movies suck. Well, the guy has 9 Global Awards and 8 Grammys.
It's such a different level. You know?
It's regular kid stuff on steroids. Exactly. So think about kids anywhere, how kids could get mean with each other.
Yeah,
but in this case, the when they get mean, the people they're getting mean about are like public figures and known characters.
Oh
like
my that. God, yes.
And your dad can't make a game.
Your dad hasn't opened a movie number one in 5 years.
Yeah. all that.
Yeah.
And not only that, they're sponges, right?
Yeah.
And because they're sponges, they suck up everything. I catch my son all the time. He's sitting there, he ear hustling. So now you gotta snap the whip to him and tell him, say, man, good day, go play. Because he's listening to your conversation, and he's not really walking around the corner when he's supposed to go upstairs. He's slowly moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it could be a conversation going on that has nothing to do with him, that he shouldn't even be in. It could be me and you, Jay, for instance, and Max. Or it could be our – here, better yet, it could be our production call. And they hear us say something. And then they take it and they run with it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's the thing. It's competitive, right? Somebody has Travis Scott shoes. The other kid wants them.
It's just crazy, though. Somebody like, your dad's never won a championship. Meanwhile, your dad's earned over like $170 million, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Every time you turn on the TV, he's on a commercial.
Yeah. Your dad's a bum.
But that hurts.
Yeah,
but
of course. Hurts. Yeah, it's real.
It hurt kids. When I was playing sports and my older kids – was getting, your dad got kicked off the team. They don't really know what happened as a kid, right? They just know Gruden and I didn't see eye to eye. They assume, he's done. He got kicked off. He's done. He got kicked off the team. So they would tell him, oh, your dad, he got kicked off the team. Or they see something online, and they say, well, your mom is this. You know, it's
listen,
kid
stuff. One of the things that Muhammad Ali used to talk about, one of his regrets in his career, because the way he used to promote fights, he would name each of his opponents an animal. Sonny Liston was the big, ugly bear or whatever. He used to call Joe Frazier the gorilla, right? He'd take out a rubber gorilla, start hitting it, call it Joe Frazier. And Marvis Frazier, who wound up being a heavyweight contender, you know, came home crying from school one day. He goes, Dad, why are the kids at school calling you a gorilla? And that stayed with Ali, like, you know, because you don't think at the moment you're doing that it's going to affect some little kid, right? But, like, but L.A. is – Key, how many times has your kid seen a movie before it came out in a movie theater – That the person who starred in the movie rented for the school, whatever, you know, like how many situations like that have they been in, right?
All day long. Yeah. My older kids especially. We seen the Pursuit of Happiness months before it even hit the streets, in the backyard, on the big screen, right, outdoors with the whole thing, Jay. We sitting there, you know, they serving us, we doing the whole thing. But that's the company that you unfortunately, you keep that company because of your surroundings. I mean, that's the reality of it. And
you go to a fancy private school in L.A., that's
going
to happen.
Is there an entanglement going? What?
Man, stop. I'm not talking about the actors in the movie.
See, Jay, now someone's kid's going to have their feelings hurt. They're going to overhear that. They're going to say it to some kid.
Yes. See, you're lucky, though, Jay. You are lucky because you right now
I'm not at that stage yet. My kids are too small.
You're not at that stage, and you're not in that environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only environment you in is somebody's stocks fell and somebody lost some money because Wall Street crashed. That's the only conversation you could have right now in that environment in which you may rest your head in. Where me, on the other hand, I got to listen to all. I got to see it. How come our Bentley isn't like that Bentley? How come that truck isn't like this truck? Or how come,
problems.
You got it's the craziest stuff Big that problem. You got to deal with.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, you say,
why is our neighbor a little higher up on the hill? It's big problems.
It's kids, man.
In that neck of the woods.
It's kids will.
Yeah, kids can be extremely mean with each other, and out there in that social milieu, if you will. It's on steroids. Everything's on steroids.
This and Keyshawn, I ain't leaving. I'm from here, so don't ask me why won't I move.
This is Keyshawn J. Willimax coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. Is it over for the Heat? Is it Cinderella ride over? Is this a team that got to the Elite Eight, Final Four? They're in the national title game, but it ends now. Jokic was huge on both ends, actually, in Denver's Game 3 win, although I thought his defense in the first half was in. But Miami shot 3 of 19. That's 16% when contested by Jokic, either as a primary or help defender. That includes Adebayo, 1 of 10.
Well, Bam got shots, man. He got
shots. Four,
he
but with
down.
Jokic as the primary or help defender, you're saying that Bam he got a little – that Jokic's numbers look a little lucky.
Bam got shots, man.
I agree with that, actually, in the first half especially. On offense, Jokic's teammate shot 10 of 15. That's 22 points for it equaled – off his passes, 8 of 14 off his teammates' passes. That's what Jokic shot. He shot 50%, 7 of 14 on contested shots, 5 of 7 when left open. I mean, is it over? Is it too? When you have a Jokic doing that and then Jamal Murray's got a 30-point triple-double, is it over for
Jamal Heat? Murray's the reason why they won the game. Mm-hmm. Like, today you're going to hear everybody talk about Jokic, but like we talked about before, cutting the head off the snake. You saw that in game two when Jamal Murray wasn't able to flourish, even though Jokic had 40, Denver lost, right? But one of the things that nobody's going to talk about today that Michael Malone did as it relates to strategy last night, they screened Murray before the offense even started. So they got him in motion and action before the offense started, which allowed him that 20 points in the first half. It got him away from Jimmy Butler, and it made the job for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is one of the key reasons, and he talked about it post-game, where he's like, I got to be better. I got to bring more intensity defensively because he knows that matchup is the driver of rhythm. And it allows Denver to play at their best. Denver's not at their best when Jamal Murray doesn't play at a high level. You know Jokic is going to give you buckets all day. But when you allow Jokic and Jamal Murray to have a triple-double, you're not going to have a chance to win
it's
that
a little
game.
Bit. Isn't it a little – like it reminds me of Shaq and Kobe. People are like, Kobe's actually – like when Shaq was in his prime. Kobe's the reason because you would see when Kobe went off, the other team had no shot. But I always thought it was a little unfair to Shaq because Shaq – every game was 40 and 15 and 38. And then Kobe's would be a little more up and down at first. And I'd be like, wait, hold on. Why isn't Shaq getting more credit? Because when Kobe's up, they win. So then Kobe gets the credit, but Shaq is always up. Doesn't that take some credit away from Jokic to say, well, Murray's the reason because when he pops, they win if Jokic is always popping?
No, because it's not tennis. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. I mean, I, for media sakes, we probably get lost. And it takes some pop away from Jokic, but it don't. At the end of the day, Jokic is going to be a two-time MVP. You can make a case he should be a three-time MVP. And if they win, he's going to be a champion. Same with Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray, one thing is for sure. If he keeps this up, he's going to be always remembered by sports fans as one of those special athletes who consistently was his best when his best was called for.
Stephen A. put him in the same sentence, though, with Steph Curry, and I can't do that yet. He did it yesterday.
But when it matters most, he plays. He's
slow down. Jay, let's slow down on that.
So right now, if the championship ended today, it goes to Jokic, right?
Yes.
Is there anything that Murray could do between now and the ending to get the MVP trophy?
No.
Nothing?
I mean, even if Murray exploded for multiple 40-point games,
yeah,
maybe. But this dude is leading the postseason in points, rebounds, and assists. And the thing that's mind-boggling about that could be the first time it's ever done.
But what if he takes a dip, though? What if he takes – well, it doesn't look like he's going to take a dip, but –
Hey, Key's 6'11". Who's stopping him?
Jay, he's 6'11", but he doesn't look 6'11". He looks 9 feet tall and long and just – he's taller than everybody out there.
So you know why it's going to go to Jokic no matter what,
Key? The offense goes through Jokic, too.
Look at him on the block right on the just look how he looks.
Big old guy.
Yeah.
But you know why it's going to go to Jokic, too? Because unfortunately, there's no – postseason MVP, right? And so because of what Jokic has done throughout these playoffs, I think if it's even if Murray goes off for 40 points in multiple games, people are going to want to somehow recognize what Jokic has been doing throughout these entire playoffs.
Plus, it's going to be a makeup for him not winning the MVP.
But he's not American.
You're looking at Joel Embiid.
That's a good point. Give it to Murray.
You're looking at Joel Embiid and you're looking at Jokic saying, okay, like Jokic is better.
Yeah. There should be a postseason MVP.
It was somewhat of a debate. Well, literally clearly on this show a month and a half ago,
yep,
and I don't hear it being a debate anymore.
No,
which
I'm
is
not
shocking.
Debating that. No, not debating it.
What's not? Jay?
Who would you rather have, Jokic or Joel Embiid?
I would rather, me personally, because I want both ends of the floor all the time. And I understand, don't tell me anything about his health. I don't want to hear that.
Well, why not? That's factored into it.
I know, but Jay, come on, man. We're just talking about basketball.
But we're not, though. It's the same way. If we were just talking about that, then you would pick the Clippers every single year. Why don't you pick the Clippers?
Jay, let me ask
because
you this.
They're never healthy.
If Jimmy Butler never leaves Philadelphia, are we having a different conversation?
Excuse me.
If Butler never leaves Philly, are we thinking differently about Embiid because he's maybe won a title already, you know?
Sure.
So a lot of that is this. You want to see guys how they perform in these moments, right? And Jokic is getting the opportunity to show, and Embiid has not been this deep yet.
Yeah, I take both ends of the floor. I'm sorry.
What I'm seeing now, I got to take Jokic.
Because he's not American, because neither is Embiid. So there you go.
I got to take Jokic, what he's doing right now. It's ridiculous. 30-point triple-double with 20 boards in the finals.
I don't think it's a question.
Speaking of injuries, should Chris Paul's injuries and the fact that he hasn't won a championship, should that define him? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and let's try that again.
Ow now, brown cow.
Keyshawn, J. Ow now, brown cow. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. What was the next one? You're doing Will Ferrell, but I forgot the next line.
The arsonist has odd-shaped feet.
Has oddly shaped feet. By the way, King McClure is hanging out with us, ESPN basketball analyst. What's going on, King?
You've been here the whole time.
Dogs, man.
Been here the whole time. Hey, should Chris Paul's injuries and failures define him? I, for one, say... No, come on.
See y'all running Phoenix. Back in Lakers town? Yeah, the old squad again? Like Gary Payton and Karl Malone, and that's what y'all about to do?
You know, it'd be interesting if that was to take place to some degree. Now, I don't know. You know, he's got the $15 million buyout on the $30-something million dollar.
Well, he already got waived, so they gave him. I mean, well, he's gonna get
no. Here, let's get caught up on the news. Phoenix Suns ownership and executives had a series of conversations with Chris Paul and his reps on his future with the franchise on Wednesday. That's yesterday, including the possibility that he could be waived by the NBA's June 28 guaranteed date on his contract. That's what sources have told ESPN. The Suns insist they're still working through several possibilities for Chris Paul's future. And reiterated that his representatives later Wednesday afternoon, they reiterated that they're still working through several possibilities to Chris Paul's representatives yesterday afternoon, sources said.
Okay, good. I'm glad you cleared that up. So if, in fact, Jay, he becomes available and he's got some cash flow that the Suns have given him to move on, I would welcome him with open arms to be a part of the team. Now, that doesn't mean he has to be the starting point guard. Maybe he becomes part of a second unit or something along those lines, but a very important part of the team. That's what I would do.
So before, Max, you were bringing us in, you were talking about the fact about at this stage of his career, injuries define him, right?
I think injuries, if to tell the story of Chris Paul, right? You know how they say a Hall of Famer is someone where if you tell the story of an era, you can't do it without mentioning them, right? Mm-hmm. Is Draymond Green a Hall of Famer? To me, he is. I can't talk about this era of basketball and not talk about Draymond Green. How do you do it, right? In the Hall of Fame of Chris Paul's career, because he is going to be a Hall of Famer, injuries and failure to win a championship will be, they're in the Hall of Fame of his career. Like, you can't really describe his career without touching on those, because one's related to the other, probably. If Chris Paul had better health in the playoffs, he probably already has a championship.
You see, King, I love CP3. I think he's a Hall of Fame point guard. He's one of the best point guards to ever play the game of basketball. But if I'm the Lakers, even if I can get him on the cheap, if he were to get waived, okay? I'm not sure I want that. I feel like I need an insertion of adrenaline, youth, to a degree. Because Key, the only way, and I'm just asking King, because I feel like
you said
get
King.
Yeah, King McClure.
No, you sound like you said King.
No, King.
There you go.
I feel like when you, at the end of the year, it's always a point where something happens to him. Key and I always talk about it. Certain things happen to certain people when you feel like you need them. Like once again, this year with him again. And if I already got that issue potentially with LeBron at 38, do I want to add another dimension to that, even if it is on the cheap?
Yeah. Well, that's why you put him in a lesser role, because the best ability is availability. And like you just said, as times where you need him the most, he's not there. He's not available. So that's why you put him in a role that's not the primary point guard, so that if he does go down, if he does get injured, then you already have your starter. You already have a guy who can play those minutes, and he can just be a backup, which might lessen the injuries because he's not having to do so much like he was asked to do in Phoenix.
We think CP3 wants to be a backup at this stage of his career?
No, but see, that's why I said like KM just did, Jay. I said, I'm like, I would accept him in a different role, because right now for him, he's at a place where he's chasing a championship.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's done everything else. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest guards to ever do it on both levels. Now it's about trying to find a championship, whether I'm one of the top five on the team or top eight on the team. I'm chasing a championship.
So, Key, if CP3 is trying to chase a chip and he doesn't believe that can happen in Phoenix – and if he still wants to play and lead a team, He needs to go to Boston.
But see, you keep saying lead a team.
Hear
you
me. He needs to go to Boston. Role. He needs to become a Celtic. Like, the Celtics are missing a floor general.
I love the fit. I honestly
Celtics
love
are missing
the fit, now that you mentioned
that
it.
That leader that you wonder about for Jason Tatum, for Jaylen Brown.
But you just said the injuries. You don't want to put you just said, Jay, what the injuries.
But they have
injuries.
Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon. So.
You have that's what I'm saying. That's the best fit for you.
Well, look, it might be
the best
a different
fit for you.
If you may be true about the fit in different teams, but we were talking about the Lakers.
Right? I know.
We didn't open up the floor.
I changed it to another team.
Some slick stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
King, do you agree with the Celtics thing? I love the fit.
I love the fit because he there's no pressure on him to be able to perform. What he does is he helps Marcus Smart become a better leader, a better floor general. But there's no pressure on him. So if he goes down, if he's not available when they need him the most, it's okay.
And by the way, you can still shoot it and everything.
And by the way, Sam Cassell is now on your bench, right? Yeah. With Joe Mazzulla. Now you have that person who's in the locker room and says, no, wake up. This is what we need to do. But also can play – hold on. He also can play on the court and can help them navigate those difficult times. But it seems like there's no pilot, right?
But can we get back – I agree. I think it's a great fit. But let's examine the Lakers for a second. I do think that it makes some sense for the Lakers because if he can be had on the cheap, because he's already getting, if he gets bought out, let's say waived and gets bought out, he's going to get 15 something million, right? So that takes up a lot. If he can be had on the cheap, then even if you pencil him in, you say, we're going to try to keep it closer to the, 25 minutes or under a game. So, Chris, so that you're healthy for the playoffs. It's not that you can't still play. It's that we'd like you to play those minutes through the playoffs. That's why we're bringing you in, right? So if you can sell that to them, that does make some sense for them, Jay. You don't think it makes sense for the Lakers?
I mean, I think what else are you surrounding? Is he just an additive piece?
Yeah, like you're keeping Reeves, you're keeping Hachimura, which this would allow you to do ostensibly. You're maybe we'll see about Beasley, but you certainly LeBron and AD, and you're adding. Yes, there's age and injury risk, but if he comes in with the understanding that we're going to try to limit your role in the regular season to preserve you for the playoffs,
can I get Fred VanVleet first?
Sure, why not?
I mean, I'm just saying I would prioritize other guards over CP3 first if I'm the Lakers that I'm trying to get.
But let's
say
Van Vliet's too expensive to keep Reeves. And let's say your option is you got to make changes to bring in even Van Vliet, or you can keep what you got and just add Chris Paul. Because that might be the case.
But we keep talking about the what ifs, right? So let's say he's healthy. Let's say he doesn't get injured. We know that Chris Paul is at the level to where he can help a team win when he is on the court.
Yeah, but it sounds like the Clippers, though. We're making the same mistake, though. We keep expecting them to be healthy, and then they're never healthy.
That's fair. But if he is, though, he's on that level to where he can help a team win. And he could definitely be put with LeBron and AD and bring out the best in both of those guys.
All right, listen, guys, there's more meat on the bone here. Let's get back to this. I want to get back to this topic. I agree with that, by the way, King. DeAndre Hopkins is visiting the Titans. Is that hot news or not news? KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. It is time for Hot News or Not News, and so who is with us? None other than Diana Russini.
Our superstar. Hello.
Guys, I feel cheated on. I didn't realize you guys did Hot News, Not News with the other insiders at ESPN. I thought it was something that came along with my presence and the, you know, my Thursday appearances with you. I didn't realize Jeremy Fowler and Kimberly Martin and Dan Graziano all are on this.
Well, yes. Guess what? None of them exist right now. It's all about you.
That's right. Never mind all of that. Segment. I don't know what you've heard. They're lies. Lies, Diana. We only do this with you.
Did you see how quickly I just believed you? This is the problem in my life.
Yeah, so you want to believe
I believe you, men, so easily.
So, Diana, are you ready? I'm waiting for the musical bed. It's not this. Come on, where's the Hot News or Not News bed?
Well, hit it, Nelly.
The Titans, really? I thought this is what we usually do.
Changed right. It up.
The Titans host DeAndre Hopkins on a free agency visit. Hot news or not news?
All right, I'm going to call this hot news because this is the first team we're seeing DeAndre Hopkins take a visit with. There's been so much chatter, right? It seems that for months now, and then when he was finally traded or at least released from the Arizona Cardinals. So here we are now with, you know, Hop wants to be part of a team that can win. The Tennessee Titans are a team that, you know, I think we could debate whether or not they're in a position to win right now. But they certainly need a top receiver. Treylon Burks is coming. He's growing. He's coming along. But they need a number one guy, and I think D-Hop would be a good fit there. So I do think it's hot news because he's taking a visit. There's something there he likes. He's not trekking all the way to Nashville, Tennessee for no reason. So that's why I believe this is hot news, guys.
Yeah, it's hot news for the simple fact that D-Hop has been out there a little bit since being released by the Arizona Cardinals, but it's strange news to me. Although Tennessee does need another receiver to go with Burks. Burks in and out of the lineup trying to learn how to become a professional receiver, so D-Hop could certainly help him with that. The quarterback position is really unstable. It's a run-centric offense, heavy run. The defense is solid and sound. It's a winnable division, but it's not a team that I see finishing the deal for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Keith.
Not one of those type of teams.
We've talked about this before, and it's usually late in the season when somehow the Tennessee Titans, with a team that looks very mediocre on paper, is winning. We always talk about the power of their head coach. And I think this is another example of the power of Mike Vrabel. He's able to get in a player like DeAndre Hopkins, who we know wants a payday after what we saw Odell Beckham Jr. get paid from Baltimore. Yet this team isn't really built right now to win yet. They do have a coach there that's appealing enough to bring in a player like DeAndre Hopkins at this point.
Yeah, I feel like the hot news is the fact that the circuit tour is about to begin. And he's about to, this is the first step in him going to visit teams and stuff. But realistically, is anybody at the end of the day going to sit there and say, yeah, D-Hop and the Titans, that's going to work?
No. I agree. It's hot news, but it's kind of cooled by the fact that it's sort of a boring choice. It makes me think that's just where the money is right now, right?
Well, they don't even have that much money, right?
But they got to be telling them something.
It's got to be exactly for him to take that trip. But you have to figure, just based on taking a look at their salary cap, they've got about $6, $7 million. They're going to have to
figure something out.
Put in a lot of incentives, I think, in order to get a player like DeAndre Hopkins. But we'll see. It also tells you the market, too, Max, right? How many other teams are truly interested if the Titans are the first
Man,
ones
he's
up?
Still, when he plays, I don't know how much am I watching the Cardinals. I get it. But he still looks good to me. I don't know. Jets defensive tackle Solomon Thomas says Aaron Rodgers' leadership has changed the Jets' locker room. Is that hot news or not news, Diana?
It's hot news because how bad was the Jets' leadership before Aaron Rodgers got there? Like, I've been around this team for the last few weeks, and look, I love sharing with the Jets fans how incredible Aaron Rodgers' presence has been and how he's had this effect on Florham Park. Rich Cimini had a fantastic article about what Aaron Rodgers has been like in the meetings, on the field, all the details, everything you want to hear when you bring in a future Hall of Famer. But was it that bad? Like, what were they doing? You know, and you have to figure there's been a lot of really good players there. They've got good leadership in their coaching staff. Robert Saleh's fantastic. So what was the missing piece? That's why I think that that's hot news. It's pretty bad.
It's not news, right? It was a low bar to start with, right? I mean, think about it. When your quarterback is supposed to be the leader and that quarterback is Zach Wilson, you and I could walk in the locker room and we would instantly be the face of the team and the leaders of the team. That's how low the bar was set. So, and Robert Saleh's a great leader and all of those sort of things, but think about the offensive side of the ball. The coach was fired on the offensive coordinator side, and the coaches aren't in the locker room. They're in the organization, but they're not down in the locker room. And Aaron Rodgers has enough sizzle that he marvels a lot of these young players that's on the team. They look at him as he's God, no matter what the case may be. He's way older than this young team.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of that going on as well.
I think the word sizzle's cool, but clout is the one you're looking for, right? Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers has got that clout in
that locker room. Yeah,
he's got the clout. I mean, but it's not news, though. I mean, honeymoon phase, guys.
I know. It really
is.
We
are still in the honeymoon phase. Like, get me to the real hot news when that first game goes wrong.
I want to hear
about that clout and how his leadership is in the locker room.
I get that. And I'm with you. I think you and I are going to have a similar sentiment on this. He's still doing the things, though, that I think some of us are surprised about. Like, we knew the type of leader he was, and you heard about it in Green Bay. But this seems to be another level.
How?
How is he showing leadership there?
Yeah, like what?
It's the demands. He's stopping practice, being like, yeah, this is not how we're doing this. Everything is constructed around what Aaron Rodgers wants in that building. From what they're eating to how they're traveling to how the meetings are going. It's Aaron Rodgers' team, and everyone else is following suit. And it should be that way. That's smart.
He's a veteran leader.
Mm-hmm. This is a very young team, Jay. So you got veteran leaders in this situation like him, they're going to follow.
I would say it's not news, but I think if the choice is either hot news or not news at all, then I agree with you, Diana, because the question with Rodgers after last season when, you know, he wasn't with the young receivers they had just drafted early, he got criticism for that. Why weren't, you know, you started too late building chemistry with them. I think eyes are on him. Hey, how is he going to handle this transition? And so far, it seems like he couldn't handle it any better. So I suppose if those are the choices, hot news.
I think Diana has talked me into changing my mind.
Yeah, she did it with me, too.
Do you see what happens?
You
did it to me to start the second. Yeah. I am very convincing, Jay.
Yes. Former Giants running back Tiki Barber says Daniel Jones is definitely top 10 at quarterback. Hot news or not news?
Not news. He's a homer. Not news. Daniel Jones is not a top 10 quarterback. So,
top 15?
No. Yeah, 16. Yeah. No. So I'd say no. He's like right outside it.
Not news. I'm going to say hot news. And the reason I'm going to say hot news is because when you really look at it, Di, right? If you really just look at it, there's probably 7 guys that you say, no, he's not close to them. But then you start looking at the rest of the field, and then you look at the offense that the Giants had last year, and then I factor in the growth of what they're doing this year and bringing guys in. He could very well wind up in that situation. I get it. The first couple years, get him out of here. But he was so efficient last year with the little bit that they had and what they were doing. He's only going to grow. So I'm not ready to say no. I'm with Tiki. I'm not ready to say no.
Yeah. Key, you might have talked. I mean, you start going through the names. I mean, it's like close to it, like on the back end of 10.
Think about it, though.
I know.
You say... What? Okay, so here's one for you, and Max will love this because it'll go right where he needs to. He'll start wiggling his feet and everything else. Insert Daniel Jones into the Dallas Cowboys and remove Dak Prescott. What is that?
Like fewer turnovers? I mean,
What would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Are the Cowboys going to be better? Are they going to be the same? They certainly can't be worse. That's all I'm saying. When you look at it.
Yeah, I would say it's not news, but as Key is saying, it may be true predictively. Like, it's possible that by the end of the season, people are like, yeah, he's top 10, fringy top 10. I think right now he's fringy top 15 already. But I wouldn't say it's news, but it may be a prediction that turns true.
Well, I made it news because it's the Giants and the Jets have been gobbling up everything in New York.
Let us fly right under the radar.
Gobble, 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 gobble. It's about time.
Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. That was Hot News or Not News. It's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Thank you, Diana.
I always want to stay. You guys give me 6 minutes and I got to go all the time.
If you keep with us for 4 hours, you wouldn't want to stay.
No, I love you guys.
Yeah, we'd love to keep you, but you're very in demand. We understand.
Yeah, I got a long day ahead, guys. So I will see you all later. I will see you later on your show this afternoon. Cannot wait.
2 p.m. Eastern.
This is his show. This is our
Diana
show.
Russini.
Wait. Oh, he's got like 17 shows.
Yeah, I got 17 shows. You want to come on Max on Boxing tomorrow?
I was just going to say that the only sport that I actually truly love is boxing, but we've never really gotten into that.
I didn't know you love boxing like that.
Just kidding. I just try to flirt with you.
Yeah.
All right, bye, guys.
It was working, too. It's like, Diana Russini, really? You like boxing? Should we talk about this over drinks? Right, if it's not the Lakers, what's the best landing spot for Chris Paul? KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You know, we're fixing to talk more about Chris Paul on the Lakers, what that would look like, because there's a good chance that he gets waived by... No, we already did the Celtics.
No, we're going back to the Lakers. No, we really didn't.
We all agree it's a very good fit on the Celtics.
Just because he is wearing a Lakers sweater doesn't mean we need to talk about the Lakers.
How about the fact that the Lakers have 10 times more fans than the Celtics? Does that mean something? Listen.
It's a shirt?
Listen, we're fixing to talk Chris Paul to the Lakers if he does get waived by Phoenix, what it would look like. However, King McClure, who's with us now, ESPN basketball analyst, who's unfortunately a Dallas
Kingster.
Cowboys fan, though he has a good excuse. He's from Dallas. At least he's not from Jersey and he's a Cowboys fan, right?
That's fair.
Okay. You had an – I want to talk – what did you just ask, Key?
Well, I'm a concerned Cowboy fan, Keyshawn Johnson, and I know what you admit to our community. So I'm going to ask you, is Dak Prescott the answer? I'm a basketball analyst, not a football guy, but I want to hear from a football expert. Is Dak Prescott the answer for the Cowboys?
Yes, he's the answer for the Cowboys. If they are to win a championship, he'll be the quarterback here in the next several years to do it. When you look at it as a fan, right, you think Kellen Moore was a great offensive coordinator, right? You figure, oh, man, we're scoring points. We're a highest scoring team. You think that, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it looked good from an outsider's perspective looking in. It looked great.
Don't lead the witness, though. Don't let him lead you.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to explain to him, Jay.
He's a cooperating witness. Yes. He's not a hostile witness. Go ahead, Key.
So don't look at that. Look at how the game is called.
Okay.
Is it call friendly? Is it quarterback friendly? Is it defensive friendly? And what I mean by that is, when you are calling a game, you have to know certain things, right? I don't need to be throwing the football and going three and out on third and nine, right? Yeah. You assume throw the football, pick up the first down. That's what you would assume, right?
Yeah.
But you may want to run in that situation, because if you run in that situation, now I punt, I flip the field, my defense, my championship caliber defense with Michael Parsons and Diggs and company, we got them backed up now. But instead, on third and nine, you want to throw the ball. And guess what happens? It gets picked and it goes the other way. So you're not helping the quarterback in that situation. And you say, well, we're paying him all that money to do that. I get it. That's true. But if you call a game the right way, we won't even be having a conversation. And that's one of the reasons Mike McCarthy decided to part ways with Kellen Moore, because he wasn't on the same page with the head coach. We want to run the ball. He's throwing the ball. Well, we want to throw the ball. He's running the ball. There's a philosophy that these coaches have that they put in play. And when they go into a game plan, they say, okay, if we get here, a sudden change, take a shot. Kellen Moore going to run the ball instead of taking the shot. Sudden change means we got an interception. We're on our plus 50. Take a shot right now. He runs the ball. This is how you get fired. Stuff like that. So I do think that Dak Prescott, under Mike McCarthy's tutelage, will be a better quarterback, more efficient, and he could potentially lead the Cowboys at some point in time to a championship.
Keith, are they're still a run-first team, correct?
They still will be a run-first team.
All right, so doesn't it feel like over the last couple of years, a little bit of the pop has diminished off of Dak? And not saying that you can't win a championship, because I believe that you can. It just feels like what people were telling me it was before, it's sounding very different right now. Still serviceable.
Water finds its level, right? When he was talking about what Daniel Jones would be on the – Daniel Jones, in a certain offense, very valuable. You can't ask him to do too much, I don't think, not at this point anyway, right? And Dak, maybe they got a little out in front of their skis and they got to take it back. I think Kellen Moore is going to be really good for Justin Herbert, because that's the type of dude I think you could throw it all over the place with, right? It's a little bit extra. But Dak has more than enough to win a Super Bowl. You would agree with that, right, King? Yeah.
But sometimes, King, when you look at those interceptions that Dak is throwing, they're not his fault. Sometimes. They're the receiver, ran the wrong route, didn't stick and stay, floated out. He's expecting the guy to do one thing, he does another. You look at the interceptions he threw against Green Bay. Those weren't his fault. The receivers are stacked against each other. Now you say, well, he shouldn't pull the trigger. It's all timing. He hits the back foot, he sees it, he thinks they're getting ready to split like this. They wind up stacking on each other. So,
Keith, let me just go back to another point, because I got asked a really interesting question I want to get your opinion on. Because last segment with Diana Rossini, you said, hey, you remove Dak, you put Daniel Jones on the Cowboys, same thing. Are we saying that Daniel Jones and Dak Prescott are the same thing pretty much?
No, what I'm saying is if you are talking about the top 10 quarterbacks, so to speak, remember – Daniel Jones didn't have the same offensive weapons.
Understood. That's all I'm asking. Who's better?
Dak Prescott has.
Who's better?
I'd probably say they're probably close to being even, because they both can run. They both can run. Dak Prescott has done a little bit more because he's been in the league longer.
Yeah.
And he's been a starter. So I would probably say close to the same.
I think Dak is better.
King, before we get out of here, how are you on Dak real quick? We got about 15 seconds.
I like Dak. I'm a huge Dak fan. I think that hearing Keyshawn's point of view kind of changes my whole opinion.
Meaning you like him more now or less?
I like him more now, because I'm expecting to see a better version of him under Mike McCarthy instead of Kellen.
What went wrong for the Heat last night? Other than the obvious. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.